Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year! I know everybody's already getting tired of saying Happy New Year, and we're only, what, 5 days in? I'm here, I'm live, I'm with y'all, and I sort of feel like I've, you know, been away forever. You know, sort of all those holidays in between. So let me give you the phone number right off the bat, 855-99-37569, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. Like, you haven't forgotten that. And, you know, I want to hear all about your holidays. I want to hear all about your New Year's Eve. I want to hear all about your resolutions. I want to hear all about the movies. Everybody's going to see Hobbit. Did you go see Hobbit, Manny?
I did not. I have not seen it yet. But I'll probably get out there.
Are you planning to? Yeah, well.
At some point to see it, yeah.
You know, I'm kind of surprised in some ways because, I mean, it's been the number one movie for 3 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think one of the things is that it's probably the most family-friendly movie other than Annie, which got such terrible reviews. I mean, Annie is not terrible. The woman whose name we will not mention is terrible in it for the first half. Yeah, but you know, your kids are going to love it. You get to sing along, tomorrow, my favorite song. So I'm a little surprised. But I guess that Hobbit probably has the most generalized appeal. Selma, as I said, Selma's my number one movie of the year. I like Into the Woods did very well as well, which I'm really pleased about. A lot of people didn't like it, and I really did. And I really disliked it. I saw the stage production twice with a really good cast and hated it. So I thought this was significantly better. I thought it was more fun. It was actually more, you know, I could actually understand what the point was of this one. And I think James Corden, who's now going to take over from, he's going to do what, before Letterman? Because Steve Colbert is taking over from Letterman. I don't quite understand what he's doing, but he gets his own late night talk show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I have seen him. He does he did a show in New York, which he won a Tony for it, and he should have, called something of Two Gentlemen or something. I don't know. He played the butler or something of Two Gentlemen, and he keeps running back and forth. And the most extraordinary thing about it is it's kind of Elizabethan farce, which I know doesn't. Oh, I have to go see Elizabethan farce. I know no one's rushing to buy tickets, but it was actually very good, and I actually saw it twice, for reasons that at this moment escape me. But he does this thing where he comes on stage and he says, you know, he's running around because that's the idea. He's working for two different masters. I think it's called One Gentleman, Two Masters or something like that. And I could look it up, but I didn't know I was going to talk about it, so I didn't bother. So he's running around, and at one point he just says, he's supposed to be eating, he says, I'm starving. And somebody in the audience says, here, I have a sandwich. And he comes to the apron of the stage and says, you do know this is a play, don't you? And it goes on forever. It turns out it's part of the deal. But he is so good at it that you absolutely buy it lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, he's really, and he's adorable, I thought. And he's kind of the heart and soul that Emily Blunt is getting a whole lot of kudos, which she should. I mean, she's wonderful in it. But he's kind of the heart and soul of it, that he kind of holds everything together and he does the voiceover. And so it should be really interesting to see him as a chat show host. So we'll see.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. So, I mean, can you believe that Y2K was 15 years ago?
That's crazy, isn't it?
Do you remember all of this? People were not going to fly in airplanes,
yeah.
And their computers were going to, you know, and everybody's getting money out of the bank because your banks are going to fail.
Yeah, they were stocking duct their tape. Pantries with, like,
yeah.
Dry food and...
Yeah. Yeah, water, batteries. I mean, and everybody was in a panic, and, of course, nothing happened.
Yeah.
It reminds me, I was... There was supposed to be a hurricane that was supposed to come to New York, and everybody had duct taped all their windows. You couldn't buy duct tape any place. I mean, it was just impossible to buy duct tape. And it turns out that, you know, everybody has duct tape on their windows, and nothing ever came. So we had a hurricane party. You know, we just figure, why not? So, I, you know, it's the things that we're afraid of, all the wrong things. But nevertheless, so Y2K. So so you had, did you have a good holiday and a good New Year's?
I did. It was kind of low-key and laid back, but it was very enjoyable. I kind of, New Year's Day, I pretty much, I had the day off, and I pretty much just sat in my pajamas and watched football all day, college football all day. So that's a great day off for me.
Your man cave.
Yeah. Did you eat Doritos and burp beer and stuff like that?
I did have beer. I didn't eat a whole lot of Doritos, though. My mother made some chili for me, so I was able to.
Wow. It was really a man cave. Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, well, there you go. Let's see, what did I do? I did, I fed I went up to 169th, so I went up to the Bronx on Christmas, because I knew my daughter, I'm actually spending the holiday with my daughter this week, for reasons that can only make sense to her, but that's what she wanted to do, so we're doing that. We're doing kind of a delayed Christmas. And I'd spent the time with my mom before that. So on Christmas Day, actually, it was a very interesting thing. As I said, I was in the Bronx on 169th Street. And the people there, it was a very interesting collection of people, because some of the other volunteers, two of them were Brits, and two of them were women from Denmark. And they happened to be in New York over the holidays, and they were far away from home, and they decided they didn't want to be alone on Christmas. So apparently there is some website that you can go to that says, you know, some place I don't have to be alone. And I don't know what it was, but because that isn't how I do a lot of work with food banks, so that's how I was hooked up with them. And apparently the rumors about my cooking preceded me, because I walked in and I had my antlers on. No, I did not have. I had earrings that blinked, Christmas tree ornaments that blinked on my ears. And I walked in and they handed me a camera and antlers and said, take pictures. So I ended up not preparing any of the food, but serving a lot of the food and taking a lot of the pictures. So that was pretty much fun. And these people who were far away from home had just apparently gone to a website, and that's where they'd been sent. So it was pretty interesting.
Cool.
Yeah, it was actually, and I will tell you one other thing. It was, you know, having just seen Selma, which I really recommend everybody to go see, because it was Christmas Day, and I'm one of those people who goes, you know, Merry Christmas. Like, I go, Happy New Year. And because I was going to the Bronx, I was taking public transportation. It was a long way away. And I was the only white face on the trains. And it was perfectly fine and perfectly safe. And there wasn't anything except understanding how weird it is to be the only one of anything anywhere. You know, and how that, you know, that sort of, I mean, no matter what we say, it, when you look completely different from everybody else, there's a whole different set of rules and expectations and everything that happened. And that was a very interesting kind of revelation, having just seen Selma. Mm-hmm. But it was sort of one of those gut things that, you thought, well, you know, it's one thing, because I've certainly been in circumstance. I was the only woman engineer and things, but this was a completely different thing. And I mean, there was nothing the least bit, threatening about it, but just sort of an awareness of how it is to be the only one of anything.
Mm.
So, but, which I suppose means that all of us should sort of, when we see somebody who is sort of sticking out like a sore thumb, be a little bit gentle to them, just because it's an odd situation.
Yeah.
And human beings are aware of differences. We will always be. And there's neither here nor there. It's neither good nor bad. It just is different. And it was a very interesting kind of thing. And, it's sort of a fun New Year's. I, you know, not much of a drinker, but, actually doing something which I sort of felt like a club kid, because I know that the kids my daughter's age, for example, and younger, sort of they don't go out till 11 or 12 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so but they go home and they take naps. So that's, and we had fireworks.
Nice.
I'm a fan of fireworks. I just think, and somehow on New Year's Eve, there's something very I don't know, optimistic about fireworks on New Year's Eve, that human race is getting together and saying, hey, we get another chance to do this right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
1-855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, DrJoy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code DrJoy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Way to get in touch with me today or any day is that phone number. And you can call basically, you can call whenever you want. But, you know, let me be incredibly honest with you, which is the time to get a hold of me is when I'm actually on the air, which is Monday through Friday from noon to 3 Eastern, which is like right this very moment, even as we speak. So the new year has started, obviously. We're already 5 days into it. It turns out that lots of things sort of were kicked off historically, including the American Revolutionary War, that Richmond, Virginia was burned by the British, led by Benedict Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Probably one of the best known people just because he was a traitor as far as we were concerned. I guess
yep.
spy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a funny story. I have some family that's been in this country for, you know, for a very, 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 very long time. And at one point, I was talking with some little old maiden aunts, and they were teasing me about something, and I said, I've always been kind of the family rebel. I know that comes as a great shock to all of you who listen to me. But I was teasing them, and I said, well, you know, I didn't think that the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution, were going to ask me to join them anytime soon. And they said, oh, honey, we're on the other side. So the DAR doesn't want me, but so what can I tell you? They were Tories, apparently. What can I tell you? I've been on the wrong side of a lot of wars. It's kind of like when I like a candidate, they lose. And when my family sort of features a side, they lose. So, yeah, the United Daughters of the Confederacy. Don't pick. And whenever I'm in the line at the grocery store, don't get behind me. You know, I have other skills, but picking winning candidates and winning grocery store lines is not one of them. What can I tell you? It turns out the House of Representatives in 1846 voted to stop sharing the Oregon Territory with the UK.
Mm-hmm.
No more sharing.
That's right.
Well, and if you figure, it took them another 65 years to figure out that we didn't play well with the UK. What can I tell you? And here's something for everybody. Apparently, some new minimum wage. I just saw something about New York City now has a huge number of people that are going to be making $11.50 an hour. Mm-hmm. In 1914, which is what, 101 years ago, right?
Yep.
An 8-hour workday. Ford Motor Company said it, and it would pay a living wage of at least, wait for it, $5 a day for a day's labor. And I guess that was considered radical at the time.
Yeah. $5 a day.
$5 a day.
Boy.
Well, I mean, I guess milk, it depends. I mean, you know, I don't know how that compares. I mean, that may have been more than $11.50, you know, an hour.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends, you know, on the cost of everything else. Because what did a Ford cost, like, $900 or something when they first came out?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. Golden Gate Bridge started in San Francisco because mm-hmm. this time of year you can actually build bridges in some parts of the world. Not so much, but San Francisco is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Harry S. Truman unveiled his Fair Deal program. So it's a very political day, I guess. 1972, Nixon ordered the development of a space shuttle program. Hard to believe, huh? And the warmest, I don't know if this is good news or bad news. All right, you tell me. In 1974, that's 41 years ago.
Yep.
I have to keep putting 41. That 15 in there. The warmest reliably measured temperature in Antarctica, the warmest, was 59 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
Now, so global warming, that's 41 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it was warmer 41 years ago in Antarctica than it has been ever any time since.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means about global warming.
Well, and I wonder what that did with all the, you know, I mean, with all the ice and all the glaciers and everything down there. You know,
how long it went on. I mean, you know, right. it takes a while. For glaciers to actually melt. But so I don't know, but it's an interesting phenomenon that it was that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
That and because we're talking about global warming now, and presumably there are more car emissions now than there were 40 years ago.
Yeah. And that's
cars
a,
in the room.
That's a pretty high temperature for a place that's pretty
mostly
much cold. You know,
well, I'm pretty much, yeah. There's
cold, basically.
There's a new documentary out that's called A Year, I think it's HBO's. Called A Year on the Ice,
mm-hmm.
which is the people who stay over in Antarctica. And there are only about 80 people. And what happens during that period of time. But, man, that is a seriously cold place. I mean, you know,
yeah.
And they've got winds of, you know, huge winds and, you know, much below zero and all sorts of. So So, yeah, 74, 59 degrees. Especially, think about it. Of course, that would be summer in the southern hemisphere, but still.
Yeah, that's, wow.
It's pretty warm, yeah. Because I think the average summer temperature in there is in like, you know, the low 30s, high 20s. Although it probably is colder than that because it doesn't melt very much. Right. I don't know. We have to do some. But it's, you know, it's one of those things that the nice thing about days in history, as far as I'm concerned, is that it does give you a bit of a perspective.
Mm-hmm.
To sort of, I mean, it's like, but as I said, my favorite sort of perspective at this moment is just the fact that Y2K was 15 years ago, which seems unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just crazy, the amount of time that's passed.
That just elapsed, yeah.
Yeah.
And that everybody was so worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was it, the Secretary of Transportation, I think it was a woman, who said she was going to get on a flight because everybody was worried about flying, that all the computers were going to, in the planes, were going to just stop and the planes were going to drop out of the sky.
Yeah.
So she flew. She got on a plane at like 11:30 or something, and flew from East Coast, I think, to West Coast, which is a pretty gutsy thing to do.
Right. Yeah. When you think about that, you know.
Although I guess
going to happen.
Yeah, I guess if you figure it's Armageddon and everything's going to completely come to a halt, and at least you're going out in a blaze of glory, and you certainly look like a. Besides, you probably get fired if everything started dropping out of the sky anyway.
Right.
All right. So 855-99 Dr. Joy. Mario Cuomo, our governor of New York, died on New Year's Day. I hadn't even known that he was sick, but he was. He was really one of those people who really enjoyed being governor. I think he really liked it. So, all right, I thought what we'd talk about, again, encouraging you to sort of be aware that I'm here. I know a lot of people called when I was on New Year's leave and tried to get through. So it's a good time to call, 855-993-7569. Tell me about your New Year's, about your Christmas, about things that went right, things that are not going so well. If you're having a little bit of difficulty getting your New Year's resolutions jump-started, not a bad thing to talk with me about. And I thought we'd also, just because it's a new year and we're kind of looking forward and with all the options we've got, to talk about some of the technological things that people are thinking about. There's an electronics show going on, I guess, in Las Vegas that's got some good stuff going on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tanya, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a friend that is very attached to the hip with her child. She kind of brings him everywhere.
How old is the child?
Two.
Oops.
And every time we try to go out or...
Do you have children?
No.
Okay.
But I love children. It's not that. That is not the problem. My problem is that I'm having a party in a couple of months, and I need to figure out a good way to say it makes everyone uncomfortable.
Right.
I mean,
is she a single parent or not?
Yes.
I think there are two ways of dealing with it, Tanya. I think one is to say, listen, I'm having a party in a couple of weeks, and I really want you to be able to come and enjoy yourself. So, I'll pay for your babysitter. And I mean, that's, I think that's both a problem and a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, you know, there's some other people are coming and we're going to get a babysitter for all of them. But I think just the simplest and easiest thing to do is just say, listen, I have a party, some great people I want you to meet, and I'll pay for your babysitter. I think you need a night out.
Well, she's not very receptive to that. I mean,
she's
tried every kind
of
way.
But have you ever said, I'll pay for your babysitter?
I've actually offered to be the babysitter.
No, that's different. That's different.
I haven't offered yet. That's a good idea.
Listen, yeah, because it's what you're saying is, don't bring the kid,
mm-hmm.
and there's no excuse not to bring the kid, because I will
okay.
pay for the babysitter.
Okay.
And if she should say, well, I don't know a babysitter, say, I'll tell you what, I'll find you one.
Okay.
Because I think, and if she says, well, you know, say, look, it's good for the, I listen to this woman on the air, you can make me the bad guy or the good guy. It's I listen to this woman on the air all the time who says that the kids need to be left alone or they never learn to trust. Second of all, that you need some time out, you know,
yes.
and there are going to be some cute guys here and I want you to be
yes.
able to, you know, use the dangling the male bait in front. But that's what I would do, is I would say, you know, I'll pay for the babysitter. All right, 800-544-7070. Michelle, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
What's on your... Whoops. Hi, Michelle. Yeah, well, that's okay. Those phones do that. Okay, what's on your mind?
My problem is that whenever my boyfriend and I have an argument, he ends up saying the meanest, ugliest things to me. And I am kind of fed up with this last argument. I haven't talked to him in a couple of days, but he's been calling me, and I've kind of been ignoring his calls. And I'm thinking about just ending the relationship.
Okay. What's the question to me?
The question is, I guess I'm trying to get some clarity on why a person does that. And,
well, because he's angry. He's out of control. How old are you, Michelle?
I'm 43.
And how old is he?
He's 65.
How long have you been dating each other?
About 4 years.
Wow. Is this a recent phenomenon, or has it been all along?
All along. You know, and I always, you know, he's very nice otherwise. You know, we do a lot. We go out and he buys things and stuff like that. So we have a good time. But whenever we argue, he just gets so ugly. And one thing that he said last time was, because I'm divorced, the one thing that he said last time that really hurt me was, I can see why your husband left you.
Whoa.
Are you raising your kids by yourself? And that kind of stuff is really
yeah,
not necessary.
I think look, you have two choices here. You can certainly dump him, as far as I'm concerned. But before I say that, let me just give you kind of an over here. It sounds like he's always done this. You're just getting less tolerant of it. So
yeah.
Whatever it is that he was bringing to the party is valued less. Because it sounds to me, if I had to guess, that his behavior hasn't changed very much, that your tolerance for his behavior has changed, which just doesn't mean that you can't tell him to take a hike. But it means that he's probably been doing this all along, and if you'd pulled the plug on it earlier, it probably would have made more sense. Which isn't to chastise you; it's just to say he's gotten away with it for a long time. I think you have two options at this moment. One is to say to him, "Here's the deal: the next time you say something that abusive in an argument, it's the last time." So, or you can dump him. I mean, but if you want to, you can give him one more chance that says, you're going to have to control your mouth, because I'm not willing to be in a situation where I'm always feeling defensive. That, you know, and those words once spoken can't be recalled, and they influence, they hurt my feelings, they make me feel that you don't value me, that you don't really like me very much. So you can tell him to take a hike if you want, or you can tell him that this is his last chance, or what you can do is explain to him why it's a problem and then let him sort it out. Let him say, I promise I won't do it again. And then you can say, okay, you got one more shot, but it's the last shot. The next time is the last time.
Yeah.
Okay? But I agree with you. I think it's you know, that all of us get angry, but part of what we teach our children is that you control your anger. It's okay to be angry.
Right.
But what you say is, look, I'm really angry with you, that we don't attack somebody. We explain why we're angry or why our feelings are hurt, but we don't attack somebody. Okay?
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown. My question is, I have 6 brothers and sisters, and at Christmas we were discussing doing a family vacation this year, and my sister had looked into this, and at the end of the conversation, she mentions that it will be X amount of dollars per family. And I didn't say anything, but my brother...
Wait a minute,
had,
per family as opposed to per person?
Exactly. My brother, you're getting to my point. My brother has two married daughters, and I was thinking, how am I paying the same amount as somebody who has two married children?
Yeah, why is one person paying the same as somebody else who's getting four people to go along? I think that's a legitimate issue.
Well, my question is, how do I bring this up without... Because whenever I bring issues like this up, I kind of become the bad guy.
No, I would just say, listen, I would really like to go, but is it possible that we could prorate the cost? What kind of vacation are we going on?
It's renting a house at Hilton Head.
Okay. Would you have your own room?
I would probably end up sharing with my mom or with possibly one of my...
See, I would do it on the basis not so much of I'm being ripped off. I would do it on the basis of, look, instead of doing it per family, why don't we do it per room? Because, for example, if you're going to have your own room and all four of those people are going to stay in the same room, I think that's a fair division. That each of you get your own transportation, and that each of you, you get a group rate on the rooms, and each family, for example, if your let's say brother was taking two rooms, that he would pay double what you were paying. On the other hand, if you and your mom were sharing a room, that you split the cost of the room. So I think instead of saying it per family, I would make it per room, because
okay.
that makes more sense. And then each of you pay your individual expenses in terms of getting there and getting home, transportation, and food presumably is relatively easy to work out.
Right.
But I would do that, and I think that makes more sense of just saying, listen, why don't we do it on the basis of the rooms rather than the families?
Okay. No, that sounds good.
Because that way if a family wanted to, you know, to minimize the cost, everybody would double up, and you don't care.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Well,
and
thank
it will probably cause much less of a civil war than saying, this isn't fair. But it isn't fair. But I would do it in a way that's a little more tactful. Okay?
Okay.
Good enough.
Thank you.
It's kind of like the same issue about open bars, you know, when you don't drink, or people who say, let's split the tab after ordering everything on the menu and you had a salad. I think it's, look, you have to decide in this life if you really want to be popular. And popular can sometimes be a synonym for doormat. I mean, everybody loves somebody that they can stomp on to a certain extent, especially if they're picking up the tab. But you don't have to be confrontational. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be unpleasant about it. All you have to do is say, hey, wait a minute, tell me how this works out. That, and as you could hear, that if you can find a solution that says, let's do it per room, and so if four people are sharing a room, then each of them pays a quarter of it, and if somebody wants their own private room, then they pay whatever the room cost is. But doing things per family when families are different sizes and have different needs and different concerns doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I suppose it's one of the arguments for being an only child, but it's probably a little too late to do that. So, again, if you can, rather than saying to somebody that's not fair, because if you say to somebody it's not fair, the strong implication is that they're unfair. And most of us take umbrage of that. Most of us like to think of ourselves as being incredibly fair and reasonable and sensible and all that kind of thing. And if they know that they're being unfair, if they know that they're trying to rip you off, then they're going to be even more defensive. So come up with a solution. And again, all you have to do is be a little bit creative about it and figure out what the problem is. And if you're saying, I mean, you could say, let's, instead of doing it per family, let's do it per person, because that way, if more people want to come, that's fine, or if less people want to come, or if somebody wants to bring somebody that's not part of their family, or as I said, the per room is because people are already sharing. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. One of the things you don't have to worry about is sharing the cost of a phone call to me, because it is free. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. Natalie, Happy New Year. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Whoop.
How are you?
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
I'm all right.
Sounds like you got a baby there, huh?
We're at the park, yeah. My daughter on the swing right now.
What can I help you with?
Yeah, my question is, I started babysitting my acquaintance son, who is in my son's class, about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And we agreed on a weekly stipend. I'd either watch him before school or after school for a couple hours,
okay.
And he'd pay me $60 a week,
okay.
Which
doesn't seem like much, but I'm trying to help her out. She works at a telemarketing place, so her hours change according to her weekly.
Okay. So, well, let me ask you one question before we go on. Is that is it $60 for how many hours? Is there a maximum hour, a minimum number of hours?
See, we didn't talk about these specific things.
All right. Well, that's okay. Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to do something like that, you need to think. You know, and let me just say this in general, because I get asked questions like this a lot. If you're going to help a friend out and there's money involved, think like a bank, not like a friend, because it's much better to do it up front, because that way you don't lose the friend. And in this particular case, I mean, because if she only uses you for 2 hours a week, that's, you know, that's $30 an hour. That's pretty expensive. If she uses you for 10 hours a week, that's $6 an hour, which is probably not enough for you. So. All right, but all right. So is that where the problem lies? Is how many hours she uses you? Okay, all right.
No.
But all right. So here's another problem to sort out. All right, tell me what the problem is.
Okay, we had a break for Thanksgiving, and I was watching him full day, and she paid me the same amount.
Well, so it
I
is.
Say
it
something
is,
about that.
Yeah. Okay.
And she has never paid me extra or mentioned meals, and she does not provide him with those. Today, we haven't started back to school, so I'm watching him full day. I should have said something when her husband dropped him off, but since she is the one I have the agreement with, I don't really deal with him.
It's okay.
I'm just kind of frustrated.
All right, well, don't be frustrated. It's kind of exactly what I was talking about a minute ago, which is the two of you, you you have the excuse of starting a brand new year, of saying, look, you know, when I started with this, I think neither of us had any idea. I love you, love your kid, really glad to help out. But let's figure out an hourly basis. So, because if you're only going to use me, and you can use the example I use, that you pay me $60 a week, but if it's only 2 hours, that's a lot, you know, that's too much. And if it's 15 hours, that's too little. So what do you think would be a reasonable hourly basis to charge her? What do you want an hour?
Like $4. $4 or $5. Just, I mean, it's babysitting, and I'm going to be home after school anyways. I'm going to be home before school anyways. And I know there's an end point, you know, like I'm either going to be taking him to school or she's going to be picking him up around dinner time. And so that doesn't bother me.
How about if we said that I could either do $4 an hour and you provide food, or $5 an hour, and in fact, I wouldn't even do that. I would just say, how about $5 an hour and I'll provide food?
Okay. And should this be a face-to-face, conversation?
Yeah. Is she gonna pick up her son at today?
Yes. And she has not told me what time yet, and she told me she'd text me with her schedule. It's just all these little minor irritations, and
And what I would say is, look, we're a brand new year, and I know, you know, let's just work this out in a way that makes sense to both of us. And so what I thought we'd do is, instead of a flat fee per week, because there are going to be some weeks that you're not going to use me very much, let's do 5 hours. How many hours did you take care of him, like the last full week that you took care of him?
It was about 20, I would say.
Okay.
Close to 20.
Okay, I was hoping that it was like 10, because that would, but it doesn't make any difference. It's okay. I mean, I think, look, you're trying to do a good deed, and this is an example of no good deed goes unpunished. I would just say to her, and if you want to, what you can do is ask for 5 and settle for 4.50 or 4, and you can figure out what your bottom line is. And you could say, look, I don't want to rip you off, but I want to make this so that you don't feel that you're giving me all the money that you're making to work, you know, given the fact, let's figure it out on an hourly basis, and I'll provide the food. And so when she comes today, and you could say, look, I thought, you could do what I do. I'll tell you a quick story. A bunch of years ago, when I was trying to get my first book published, you know, I called up, and I sent it off to I guess Little Brown. Did I send it to Little Brown? I think so, because it was my name, right? Well, Little Brown does atlases or something. I don't know. No, I know what it was. It doesn't make a difference. I sent it to somebody who did atlases because I'd met somebody or something. And they said, Joy, we do atlases. This isn't a book of maps. So they sent it to somebody. So I called up a friend and I said, all right, I think I did send it to Little Brown, and they said, okay, we want to publish your book. How much do you want for it? And so I called a friend of mine who was in publishing, and he said, ask for $1,000 and settle for $500. So you can tell that was a long time ago because people don't publish books for $1,000 anymore. And so I called him back and I said, they're going to publish it. They gave me my advance. And he said, what did you get? And I said, $500. And he said, you could have gotten $1,000. And I said, not how I asked. He said, what do you mean? I said, they said, what do you want for an advance? And I said, well, I'm supposed to ask for $1,000 and settle for $500. And so they said, we'll give you $500. So don't go in. So don't do the Joy Brown School of Negotiation because it's stupid. But what you can do is decide what your bottom line is. Because if the going rate is $4 or $5 and you're providing food and you're being fairly flexible about it, then you may want to get $5, or you may be willing to settle for $4.50 or whatever. But I would present to her, say, look, rather than doing it on a weekly basis, let's take the $4 for just a second, because $4, if 20 hours is a lot, 20 hours is 4 hours a day, and so let's say that for the 5 days a week that you take care of the child, for an average of let's say 3 hours, an hour and a half. Each, 3 hours a day for the 5 days a week, which is 15 hours, which is $4 an hour. So basically, if you average about 15 hours a week, it's not going to make any difference to her. And on weeks where she doesn't need you as much, you're not going to make as much, but you're not as tied down. And on weeks where she needs you more, you're not going to feel ripped off. So it may be that the $4 may more sense, or ask for $5 because you're providing food. And it's probably costing, a couple bucks to feed the kid. So start where you want, and be willing to be a little flexible, but don't go in saying, I was supposed to ask for $5 and settle for $4, because then she'll give you $4. And you'll feel like the same doofus I felt like. All right? But, I think you've got a perfect way to do it and the perfect excuse to do it. And just be very cheerful about it. And don't be nervous about it. This is a business arrangement. Okay? If you have any more questions, you can stay on the line. If not, talk with her. And you may even want to give her a piece of paper about it. All right? But you don't have to. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these Pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.